Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, if you are struggling, I guess, in certain areas, you might want to hire a sober coach.
What is that?
Well, you know what? They do this a lot in Hollywood, apparently, Tom, and it's like the celebrities having some struggles in a certain area. The movie companies will hire a sober coach. Sometimes that costs maybe $1,000 a day.
Wow.
For like an A-list movie star who might be struggling, for example. Let's go with maybe Ben Affleck right now.
So what you mean when you say struggling in a certain area, you mean struggling with sobriety?
Could be. I said Ben Affleck.
And we said, yeah.
I know. You guys let me get by with that.
I know.
We're used to it.
Anyway, the word sober coach, it varies, they say, from in certain situations. But sober coach is a clean and sober companion who assists you through the process of getting and staying sober. They say, for example, they might be living with you for a while, 30 to 90 days. They are going to accompany the movie star to work and make sure that they are staying on the straight and narrow during that time.
Well, from what I understand, Ben Affleck's coach is not doing a good job.
Well,
there's rumors.
He's supposed to be out of rehab and vacationing
and drinking again.
I'm
saying rumors. You don't know whether they're true or not. They're just on tabloids. But I would think that this would be important to a movie company when they're sitting there needing to get a movie filmed and they're counting on the star to be there through the end of filming. But what a horrible job.
I mean,
you've got to be the boring guy that keeps everyone from drinking.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to think, you know, how do you stop that? Like, you know, you're at a restaurant or something, and he orders something to drink, or she orders something to drink. It's like, no, you can't have that.
No. No.
No, never mind what that person just said.
You're like, hey, Ben doesn't really want that after all. He's just going to have a soda water. And Ben looks at you, and you're like, remember, I'm your coach, buddy.
You got to do it.
No, you're going to come at you with an alcohol block. It's like, you know, the martini's coming your way, and they're like taking it before you.
But, I mean, it makes sense. A lot of times these celebrities would not get the movie if they didn't agree to this, because the company is like, we're investing millions and millions of dollars, and if you don't make it to the end of production, we lose all that money.
Well, and even sometimes, like, you know, the actress or the actor is trying to lose weight, so I wonder if they got eating coaches out there.
I would think they do. Okay.
They call them personal trainers.
Chefs and personal trainers, yeah.
So it's not an eating coach?
He needs to be coached to eat.
Yeah. I guess, you know, there could be other coaches. Maybe if someone's trying to stop smoking, you could have a smoking coach. Like, you know, you're in the closet lighting one up, and then I know you're in there right now.
I think you've got these names around backwards.
I don't understand.
Well, you say, like, okay, they need to stop eating, so they get an eating coach, or they need to stop whatever else.
Smoking.
But with a sobriety coach, it's the opposite of what. It's you call them the coach of what they're trying to get them to do.
It'd be like a not eating coach.
Oh, yeah. Like a voice lesson coach.
Or a dieting coach.
A singing
nutritionist.
Coach.
Yeah.
You wouldn't call them an eating coach, you would call them a dieting coach.
Oh, okay.
Because they're not coaching them to eat. They're coaching them to not eat.
That's such a bad word, diet.
I know, right?
So say nutritionist.
That's a bad word too.
Yeah. Why? It's about nutrition, eating well. And, you know, being healthy.
That sounds like it's not going to taste good.
Now you're nutritious, I think, not good.
How about an anger management coach?
Do you need one right now, Heidi?
Four of them.
Yeah. I might start eating and drinking.
Look. Hawk would call that an anger coach.
Yeah, I'll be better at getting angry.
Oh, there we go. Funny, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.